It's called The Umbrellas of Cherbourg, and last night was the opening press night, and we went along to the Gielgud Theatre in Shaftesbury Avenue to watch it and to be enthralled. Cherbourg is described as a French version of Plymouth or Hull. And we sat on the front row of the dress circle between Mike, the producer, and Emma, the director, and enjoyed a brilliant, magical, theatrical show. It's funny, touching, moving story, exciting too. The story, I suppose, is quite familiar, but it's got a great twist. The cast is good, especially Meow Meow, the lead voluptuous hostess, the maîtresse. Don't call me a mattress. And I love the theatrics, the way they use puppets, the way they use the sets. It even rains on stage and snows on the audience. It's an all-singing show with some beautiful songs. I Will Wait For You was originally done by Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, and Liza Minnelli, who actually was in the audience last night. And at the end of it, you know how you often don't want to move because you'll break the magic spell? Well, it was one of those magic shows. Lovely. Absolutely delightful. And afterwards, we were commenting how, in the interval, when people nipped out to have a quick fag, how bizarre was that when they smoke on stage? Except, of course, they're not real cigarettes on stage. They're not allowed to have real cigarettes in a public place anymore, including a theatre. So the cigarettes are stage cigarettes, which have to be blown rather than sucked to light up. Strange, weird, and a great prop. And afterwards, there's an after-show party where everybody glad-hands each other and says, "You were great, darling! Marvellous!" And this happened. We're having photos taken. Flash, flash, flash go the cameras. Rolf Harris and I, deep in conversation with Liza Minnelli, who then all of a sudden turns to Rolf and I and says to us both, "Remind me again, how do I know you?" What a great line! I must use that again. "Remind me again, how do I know you?"